Good afternoon. Welcome to another JPR live session from the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of SOU. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR live sessions are made possible with support from Talent Club. You can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. And joining me today are Sage Cook and Era Fox. They are the core of the group We Dream Dawn. You've likely heard tunes from their latest release, Love Undoubtedly Underlies Everything, on Open Air. And you've likely heard Sage's work as a member of Elephant Revival. I play Cosmic Pulse quite often. That's cool. Sage and Era, welcome to JPR.
So great to be here.
Yeah.
They are performing tonight at Dos Mariposas in Medford. You can find more information at dosmariposasvineyards.com. Showtime is 5:30. Nice early showtime start. I like that myself. But let's go back to the beginning of We Dream Dawn. Sage, you had been a founding member of Elephant Revival, and were the two of you guys performing together prior to you leaving the band?
Or? We weren't. Okay. We had met in, late? Help me out here.
Early 2013.
Yeah, early 2013, and quickly fell in love and decided to move to Kansas and start farming.
Yeah.
And hadn't played music together at that point. So I think it was after we got out there into the cabin in the middle of nowhere that we started it, basically. A friend of mine booked me as a solo artist, I was thinking, for a benefit. And it turns out that she, later, like a week before, she's like, oh, I also hired you. I asked a band to be there for you. And so I asked Era to learn all the songs on bass, and she did it in a week and saved the show, basically, by having at least two of us on the same page.
Oh, excellent. So, Don, what were you doing at that time before you guys met?
Before we met, I was doing a yoga teacher training program in Boulder and just working and living and And then
no real musical aspirations.
No musical aspirations.
But, that was like you knew music? You played bass?
I had never played bass. I grew up playing different instruments, flute and piano as a small child, and then some guitar starting around 16 years old or so. Yeah. And then,
Yeah, that she started playing bass when I asked her that week to learn the songs. I had an old bass sitting in the corner like from my teenage years. Put some new strings on it, and we're like, hey, let's try
it. It helps that it's the same tuning as a guitar. So.
Yeah, similar idea. A little different to play, but similar idea.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you start us off with the song? What do you guys want to play?
Cool. This is All As Well, and it's on that album.
Excellent.
It's the wind, it's the waves in everything. Call it fate, call it chance or destiny. In the turning the leaves, surrender, surrender. Surrendering in the turning the leaves, remembering. So we sing, so we sing, because it's in the wind, in the waves, in everything. Oh no. The silvery thread, intertwined, interlaced in such a silvery web. Oh, persistence, persistence, the opening. because it's in the wind, in the waves, in everything. In the wind, in the waves, and everything. Oh, oh, in the wind, in the waves, in everything. Da 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 da. Lately, the wind has been whispering warning. The weather is wild and it's willing. The window is wound up open to the lights of what's approaching. Don't cover your eyes, don't you curse it. Rest in the peace of a purpose. Rest in peace, we'll rest. I'll show you someday rest. Soil of the garden, the spell that is cast while spoken, to choose and then be chosen, or to weave and just get woven. Now all answers come with a question. In the fiery depths of the canyons, to the fallout fields of Eden, or we'll keep on dreaming, all is well. All is well, all is well. The creek takes the shape of a valley, and as it does, so do we. To give and forgive fully, to shape the valley surely.
That Sejanera, All Is Well, is from the We Dream Dawn Love Undoubtedly Underlies Everything record. And Sejanera are performing at Dos Mariposas in Medford tonight. Showtime is 5:30. Get the details at dosmariposasvineyards.com. That's a pretty tune. Why don't you tell us about that tune?
Oh, thanks. You know, I don't know much about the songs that I write. I like to sort of clear my mind and see what comes through. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes they are something else, like, you know, it's like inspired by subconscious stuff, surely. Uh-huh. But that one is rather old. Elephant Revival started playing it towards the end of my tenure there, and it was on a live album called The Sands of Now under title called Fallout Fields. Huh. But, you know, I think that one seems like it's like, it was about 10 years ago, and at the time, we were touring around the country in a vegetable oil-powered school bus, and I felt like much more of an environmental activist at that point, and like more outspoken, and feeling like it's kind of like a climate-inspired song for sure. But I think it came to me somewhere in Idaho.
Nice. So how did We Dream Dawn come about? Because it started off the two of you as a folk duo. Is that?
No, it was actually that band. Like that,
it was.
That benefit that I was mentioning. So the drummer that my friend had asked to play with us that night turned into the drummer for We Dreamed On. We had so much fun at the benefit that we decided to go ahead and do it as a trio. So it was like a garage rock trio is really probably what it was. or something, folk garage folk trio, I don't know. And he had so much energy. He was like 18 or 19 at the time, and his name was Weston Hill. And he was so excited to get out and play music. And, you know, I was so stoked that, oh, we could do this thing. And we were listening to a lot of Modest Mouse at the time, I think, and that was kind of an inspiration. It's like, you don't need a whole lot of notes to, like, do something beautiful and meaningful. Right. And we went for it. We toured all over for, like, 2 or 3 years until Weston was finally like, I need to get a real life, a real job. Now he's like a vice president of a bank.
Wow. You know?
And yeah, he probably did the right thing for his family. We're still out here trying to make it work. Uh-huh. The folk duo just came more recently. So basically, Era picked up the upright 2.5 years ago, and that basically started this whole ball rolling. And then I was like, oh, wow, we can do this as a duo. It was hard to tour We Dreamed On. We Dreamed On reformed with Steven Vidaich and Mark Levy from Circles Around the Sun and a bunch of other great bands. And,
yeah, I saw that's quite a resume for some of those.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, and Steve has played with everyone. You know, he's like Citizen Cope's keyboard guy and whatnot. And, you know, so we had this amazing, like, all, you know, I wouldn't say all star because it was like half star, those guys, you know, band. And, you know, in order to pay those guys what they deserve, I just ended up kind of running the thing into the ground. And then she picked up the upright and we were like, oh, we can do music again. Like, I almost gave up on it. I moved to studio work. We built a studio out in our home in South Central Kansas, and I started taking clients through the pandemic, and that was pretty cool. I'll still do some more of that on the side, but we got to missing being out on the road, seeing you guys, seeing the trees and the ocean and stuff.
Miracle. So you guys are saying you'd been camping out for a couple nights and staying at hot springs and
having
a great time?
Yeah, these tours that we're doing at Sage and Air have been like the best tours of my whole career, even though, like, you know, we're playing the smallest rooms ever probably.
Right.
A lot of it is just getting to be on the road with my wonderful partner, Era, here and our cat. EQ.
Tell us about the cat, traveling with a cat. What's that?
It's challenging. That's partly the reason why we stay out up in the woods every night, is because, like, if we're in town, like, he'll just roam and get in the fights with the alley cats and stuff. I don't think he causes the fights. Yeah. He's, he's a pacifist.
He's friendly, yeah.
But, like,
he
most
wants
people
to make friends.
Yeah, most people don't want to be friends at this age, at his age, and he's still walking around trying. So we ended up, and that, and, like, we just love being out in the woods, and it's where we feel the most at home. So
it's like this long kind of camping road trip, and you stop and play music for people. That does sound kind of cool.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. We've already visited 5 hot springs in a week, and spent 2 nights in Umpqua, and it's a dream come true, really.
Cool. When you guys sit down to write songs, and for the, like, We Dreamed On album, are you, Sage, the principal writer, or are you guys both? I know you trade off on lead vocals from time to time. Do you write as well?
I just write a little bit. That's pretty much all his songs.
So. Yeah, I bounce things off of her for sure, and, you know, listen to any suggestions. She has a, like, you're pickier, your tastes are pickier in music than mine, I think, or something. So anytime she has input, I'm always all ears. That album in particular is a lot of older material of mine, written during the Elephant Revival days, a lot of it, but just not quite released yet. But she is writing, and we're hoping to get some of that out in the world. Maybe this year we'll get one of her songs out there.
Excellent. Well, can you play us another song? What do you want to play?
Yeah. What are you feeling like? Should we do Run?
Mm-mm.
No. I'm all ears, like I said. Okay. Go?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Now, this one is another one off that album. It's called Go.
It wasn't what you thought it was. Rarely ever really is. Rarely ever shows itself the way we often hope it did. Another link, another chain, another attempt to explain. We were left there talking circles in the question-quenching rain. go if you've got to go. Go. I didn't know you didn't know, you didn't know I never knew. Oftentimes it's such the case, you never really can assume. Beyond the boundary bound, there's a fire we all spin around. It's just another little small town, you know. What here really gets around? Go, go. To go, oh, oh, before we just go. If you wanna, before you really need to go, we all need to explore. What do you need to know? Oh, oh, before we just go. Sun behind the rain, our eyes are drying now. Things will never be the same. Our eyes are drying now against the cold window pane. Oh, go, oh, 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 go if you wanna before you really need to go. We all need to explore. What do you need to know? Oh, oh, before we just go. If you wanna before you really need to go. We all need to explore. What do you need to know? Oh, oh, before we just go. We thought we're actually better off though. Oftentimes it's such the case, you need a little, you just want it all. Beyond the boundary bound, there's a fire we all spin around. It's just another little small town, you know. What here really gets around?
It's Sage and Era, that is Go. That's from their album, Love Undoubtedly Underlies Everything. And Sage and Era are playing as a duo at Dos Mariposas in Medford. Showtime is 5:30. You can find more about Sage and Era at their website, sageandera.com. So you guys moved from California to Kansas to start farming.
Colorado.
Oh, pardon me. Yeah, Colorado to Kansas to start farming. What was the inspiration for that?
You know, it was kind of like this spiritual quest. I think like both of us wanted to mainly get closer to the land and and approach life that way and see what it felt like for a change. So it was more of like subsistence farming, kind of a selfish endeavor, you know, our own survival. We didn't really take much to market. We were we did grass-fed beef for a bit as well, but that was hard to market out there. And basically, yeah, we failed at farming. not completely, because we did like we put food on our table and we did the experiment, and we were you know, we proved that we can live off the land. You just got to be really picky about what you eat, you know, or not,
really
picky,
not picky,
I guess. And be okay with just like eggs and arugula, or you know. But yeah, we're still out there, you know, and we planted a food forest when we moved in 13 years ago. And it's probably one of the only food forests I know of in Kansas. I'm sure there's more now. But
so tell us about food forest.
Yeah, so using taking nature's cue on how to like grow things, letting succession happen, letting pioneer species come in. We planted a bunch of different things. You know, not everything survived, but we found in the end, letting the pioneer species come in, and then the birds bring in other edible stuff. So like the hackberries and the mulberries and some maple and a number of other trees started coming and getting seeded without us having to do anything. Mm-hmm. But of course we've got apples and peaches and pears mm-hmm. and persimmon and plums, lots of different varieties. Planted hundreds of trees when we first mm-hmm. moved in and lost a lot of them and planted a lot of understory stuff. So you're trying to mimic a forest basically. So you have like a understory and all the stuff. And it feels like a real forest now. It's been 13 years and it's about 25 foot mm-hmm. overhead now. And not the whole thing, because we got some openings and some clearings and whatnot. Uh-huh. But, through this drought that we've had, everything's been thriving in there. We've had some fruit every year, not every type, but pretty cool. Pretty cool to set back. And now I basically trim the pioneer species out. I'm harvesting those, uh-huh. and making space in the canopy for the, trees that'll grow bigger and uh-huh. whatnot later on. Yeah.
So I'm sure you learned along the way that farming is not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been so humbling. Yeah, I mean, I grew up farming and ranching a bit, but, like tractors and horses instead of like permaculture style. So I really wanted to get my hands dirty and the soil's growing now. Forest ecosystems build soil faster than anything else. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the point behind the food forest. And it's true. Now we're getting a layer of topsoil that's forming pretty rapidly recently.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's like a privilege. It took, mm-hmm. I took like the success of Elephant Revival and those resources and basically poured my whole life savings into, which wasn't a whole lot, probably like 50 grand or something into this right. thing. But, most people can't, afford to do that, sadly. Although, this planet wants to support us. I believe in this great abundance, and it's just a matter of like working with that energy versus, against it. And a lot of the industrialized farming that I grew up with, I can tell it's obviously not sustainable. I've watched mm-hmm. fields just degrade over time. Mm-hmm. We got to, basically. It's going to come a point where this is the norm.
Yeah. Well, so where do you see you guys, where do you see yourselves going with music?
Oh, more hot springs, more like forests. My dream is to get more people into the forests and like play music. Like in a very small setting, not too big of a crowd, so we didn't damage the forest. Mm-hmm. But that's one dream. I think it's possible. So we're scouting out like
campsites.
Yeah, like group sites. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it might take us 3 or 4 or 5 years. We're currently pregnant, and Era's is due in September.
Oh, congratulations!
So that we're going to see what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not just our life anymore.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. See what's possible too.
Yeah, we hope they like music. And, we're getting it's awesome. I think it's awesome that we're getting that bass rests up against the belly, and we get.
Yeah, there's a. They'll come out going, yeah, I get bass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, hopefully rhythm.
Rhythm
too.
Or something. Yeah. Road life.
Well, that's really cool. Well, Sage and Era are my guests in a JPR live session playing at Dos Mariposas tonight at 5:30. More details are at dosmariposas.com. What'd you like to wrap up with today?
So Era has one of my favorite voices ever, but she's a bit shy about it.
I actually like this song that you keep teasing playing. So
so we better play. No pressure.
Okay. Have you ever really felt like running away? Have you ever ran away yourself? Oh, tell me, was the wind in your hair enough to keep you there? I would not walk back to you. I would not walk back to you. I would run. I would run.
Run. That is Sage Cook and Era Fox, the core of We Dreamed On. Their latest is Love Undoubtedly Underlies Everything, and they're playing tonight at Dos Mariposas in Medford at the very reasonable start time of 5:30. Get details at dosmariposasvineyards.com and learn more about Sage and Era at their website, sageandera.com. It's sageandera.com. Thanks for coming in and playing with us today.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks, thank you for spending our music. It's like, it means the world.
You guys sound great, and good luck with the farm, the music, and the little one. How cool is that?
Thanks.
This JPR Live session was engineered by Dave Young with help from John Griffin. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from Talent Club, featuring live music and cold beverages in an even cooler, laid-back atmosphere. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com.